Schlele Flogi Song,
Evi prosavke satita,
Irini Pasi,
Etobne Mante.
O Master Lord Jesus Christ, our God, who said to send to our disciples only apostles, many prophets and righteous men desire to see things which you see and have not seen them, and to hear things which you have not heard them. But as for you, blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for the hearer, be worthy to hear and act according to your holy gospel through the prayers of your saints.
Pray for the holy gospel.
Lord, have mercy.
Remember also our master, those who have been asked to remember them in our supplications and prayer which offer unto you, Lord our God. Those who are the fallen asleep, repose them. Those who are sick, heal them. For you are the life of us all, salvation of us all, the hope of us all, the healing of us all, the resurrection of us all.
Alleluia.
Sapite meta vobo Theo, cosa meto Evangelio.
From the Psalms of our teacher David the prophet, may bless the only blessing the youth of Solomon. For there the Lord giver shall give blessings. They go from strength to strength. All you who hear prayer, to you flesh will come. Comes in the name of the Lord, our Lord, God and Savior, King of us all, Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, to whom is glory forever. Amen. And it happened as he spoke these things that a certain woman from the crowd raised her voice and said to him, Blessed is the womb that bore you and the breasts which nursed you. أما فقال بل طوبى للذين يسمعون كلام الله ويحفظونه وفيما كان الجموع مزدحمين ابتدأ يقول هذا الجيل شرير يطلب آية ولا تعطى له آية إلا آية يونان النبي. For as Jonah became a sign of the Ninevites, so also the Son of Man will be to this generation. The Queen of the South will rise up in the judgment with the men of this generation and condemn them. For she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon. And indeed, the greater than Solomon is here. رجالين وسيقومون في الدينون مع ذا الجيل ويدينونه لأنهم تابوا بمنادات يونان وهو أعظم من يونان ها هنا. No one when he has little lamp, puts it in a secret place or under a basket, but on the lampstand, that those who come in may see the light. سراج الجسد هو العين فمتى كانت عينك بسيطة فجسدك كله يكون نيرا ومتى كانت عينك شريرة فجسدك يكون مظلما انظر إذن لئلا يكون النور الذي فيك ظلاما. If then your whole body is full of light, having no part of dark, the whole body will be full of light, as when the bright shining of a lamp gives you light.
Glory be to God forever.
In the name of the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today is the second Sunday of the blessed month of Tuba, and as we still in the atmosphere of the Epiphany or Theophany or Ayad al-Zuhur al-Ilahi, we started with the last month, the 29th of Kiyahk, with the Incarnation Feast, and we have celebrated last Thursday the Circumcision Feast. And also we're about to celebrate the Theophany feast with Al-Imad, Tawad al-Ghitas. We will pray the Paramon and the feast, and then we have also the wedding in the Cana of Galilee. So we are in this month, we are celebrating all the feasts of the Theophany. And today, as we heard in the Gospel, that while Jesus was preaching, one lady, she came and told him that blessed is this womb who carried you at the breast who fed you. She's telling him, obviously, in another word, blessed is your mother. Blessed is your mother. And we found that Jesus Christ, our Lord, he's turning to her and telling her that that blessed who everyone who hear the word of God. Saint Mary, we glorifying her for the last month of Kiyahk, all the month, and we giving her the blessing as the angel glorified her first, and Elizabeth as well, for she is the angels told her, "Chief, you found the grace because your life has found the grace." And we telling her in the also in the praise that the Lord the Father, the God the Father, look down from heaven, يطلع الآب من السماء لم يجد من يشبهك أرسل وحيدة وتبجس ابن وحيدة وتجسد منك. So blessed are you, as the angel told her. And then Elizabeth told her, you're blessed because you're the mother of God. You're blessed because you're the mother of God. And today this lady, she's telling her, you're blessed. She's blessing her because she is the mother of Jesus Christ, the man who is giving us all of the teaching and miracles. But Jesus is telling us, all of us, he's opening the door of all of us and is telling us, you also, not only my mother is blessed, you also be, you can be one of my family as much as my mother. So the real Christian is the one who has been adopted by God. So there is only one son of God by nature. The second person of the Holy Trinity, the Logos himself. He is the only one. Ibn Allah al-Wahid, بنقول عليه. هو الوحيد اللي بالطبيعة هو ابن الله. He's the only one by nature, son of God. However, because he came, because he is the son of God, he became man as well. So we also been adopted to be all sons of God. And that it changed everything. It changed everything in the history. So we are now Christian to be sons of God. To better understand the Son of God, we need to get back to look at the Jews' culture, what the Son of God means. It started in Exodus. The word "my son," when God told Moses go and told Pharaoh that let my son go, yulo atlik ibn al-bikr, my firstborn son Israel, to serve me, awli abudni. And then in the New Testament, in Romans 8, and then it talks about we also khadna ruh, khadna spirit, we took the spirit to call the Father Abba, and he himself in John 17 called that Maggid ibnak, so I am the Son of God. So we have three situations, but again, what does it mean, the expression? Today, it might not mean much to most of contemporary people who's like, now the father and the son, it's not that big relationship, and especially in the contemporary issues. Like, we find a lot of people in our society here, especially, they don't know who is their father, or you have to go and test the DNA to get the father. However, that was not the case in the Jews. When that not the case, when God said, "You are my sons," that's why I want verse to give an idea. What does it mean when God told us, "You are the sons of God"? At that time, in the Jewish culture, and in the Old Testament, and even the New Testament, it's the overwhelming majority, especially in the Old Testament, end up doing it vocationally with the father. So they have, if the father is a farmer, the son is a farmer. Is a father of is a baker, the son is a baker. It's a part of his identity. In part with his family is his the identity of the kid, the identity of the son is the same. Got from his identity from his father. And also his vocation. So he's carrying the business, like as in Jesus. In Matthew 13, we can see that they are telling him, he is the son of the carpenter. بيقولوا كده ليس هذا ابن النجار اتكلموا عن المسيح, because Joseph was the carpenter. So he got his identity from his, as known as his father, because as they know him, the son of Joseph. And in Mark 6, he came to tell them, refer him to himself as a carpenter. Now in John 6, in Mor Osetta, يقولوا ده هو ده إيه؟ ده النجار. That means his identity came from, he's carrying the same vocation, the same job, the same business, everything coming from his father. So the father, if the father is a farmer, he will show his son how to dig a fence, how to irrigate, how to seed, how to go out for the business of harvesting, how to see the weather, when to seed and when to get the harvester, and so on. So it doesn't have, it's not, he can't go to agriculture school to learn that. He learned that from the father. The work of the father is the work of the son. The vocation of the father is the vocation of the son. For example, to understand also, a story like in John 8, that the Jews dispute Jesus and claim him to, they claim to be the sons of Abraham. قالوا كده احنا ابناء ابراهيم ولم نستعبدك. But Jesus said, no, it can't be that. It can't be your son of Abraham. Abraham rejoiced to see my day. He saw it and be glad. You cannot be sons of Abraham. Why, God, do you say that? Because you don't do the action of Abraham. You don't do the faith of Abraham. If you want to be the sons of Abraham, you have to be from the faith of Abraham. I will tell you who is your daddy, who is your father. You're the father, you're the son. The father is, your father is the devil. And the lust of your father, you will do. So now Jesus is giving us again the notion of, it's not about who is, now is the sons of Abraham, who is doing the action of Abraham, the faith of Abraham. The sons of God who will do the act of God, as the promise from the beginning, the Garden of Eden, that it will be a seed of woman and a seeds of serpent, the seed of woman of Jesus Christ, and we are come from him, and the seeds of serpent who are doing the action of serpent, and that's why in Romans,
St. Paul is telling us that it's not about Abraham, it's not about who is the son of Abraham, it's about. But what does it mean again to be adopted? So God is the son, Jesus, our Lord, the Logos, he's the son of God. And now we are saying that he adopted us to be his sons. What does that mean? And how it's a great thing, and how we live this. Our Lord, or God in the Old Testament, he was trying to prepare us to accept what does it mean to be adopted. هنلاقي كده قصص في الكتاب تقول لنا في ناس كده حد اتبنى حد. We'll see, for example, Jacob, he adopted Joseph's son, Manasseh and Ephraim. So what happened in Genesis 48, that at the end of the life of Jacob, he was blessing all his sons. There were 12 sons, and now they are the 12 tribes. So Jacob is blessing them. But because his son Joseph, he was referring to our Lord Jesus Christ. Can Yusuf كده بيرمز للمسيح. Jacob the father, he loved his son Joseph too much, so he adopted his sons Manasseh and Ephraim. He's saying that they will be my sons. So what happened? Now Joseph, there is no tribe called Joseph, but we have two tribes called the Manasseh. One is called Manasseh, one Ephraim. That means the father, Jacob, adopted the sons of his son, as referring that the father is also adopting us because of his son. We also see Naomi and Ruth. Ruth, she was not from the people of God. She was a stranger. And now, because she didn't get any sons of her father from her husband, but when she go in Bethlehem and got to married Naomi, she adopted her son as well to inherit. Same with the daughter of Pharaoh, when she adopted Moses. Moses was from the Jews. She adopted, she is now from the royal family. All of this story to give us a glimpse that when it comes to adoption, it's real son now. It's even if he's not from the blood stream, is not from the blood of the same. However, adoption means I am from this family. يقول كده يوحنا أيها الأحباء نحن الآن أبناء الله. يوحنا في رسالته نحن الآن أبناء الله. إعلان يعني عظيم جدا. يقول لنا ولم يظهر بعد ماذا سنكون ولكن نعلم أنه إذا أظهر نكون مثله. هنبقى زيه نكون مثله لأننا سنرى كما هو. So we are now sons of God and we are walking in the likeness. To be like him. We are now continue what our father Adam couldn't finish because of he has adopted us. That's why in the last Sunday we heard at the end of the gospel he's saying that he is now called Nazareth. بيقول أدع دعيا ناصريا. كلمة ناصريا أو Nazareth, that means a branch. It's giving us the thing that our Lord Jesus Christ, when he got our nature from St. Mary, there is a new branch now. He's enrooted us in a new branch other than the branch of Adam. Now we called sons of God, not sons of Adam. احنا نسمع كلمة بني آدم. احنا نقول لا احنا مسيحيين احنا أولاد الله. نودع أولاد الله. امتى? When we got this adoption. We got it in the baptism. So in the baptism we called, now we are being called the baptism and chrismation. Now we are sons of God. By the Holy Spirit, we are sons of God. And every time we come and take the communion with the Holy Spirit and with the communion, now we are real sons of God. We are now adopted in this. We have the communion of the Holy Spirit. بَئِنَا مِنْ عَائِلَةَ اللَّهِ بَئِنَا مِنْ عَائِلَةَ اللَّهِ But the problem is, in the same epistle that St. John is proclaiming that we're sons of God. He's saying that. Who sinned? He doesn't know God. We have a problem now. بيقول كده احنا ابناء الله ولكن كل من يخطئ لم يعرف الله. How to solve this problem? By adoption, by God adopted us, we have now, he opened the door for us for repentance. So when he said, who sinned? Sinned here, in the language of the Greek language, hamartia, or missing the mark. Missing the mark, that means all his life is missing the call to be son of God. It's not about he sinned once. He's all his life. يقول لك كده إن هو أخطأ الهدف. يعني بدأ كل حياته بعيدة عن الله. ده يقول ولا نعرف لا يعرف الله. لكن لو الخطية شيء عرضي. If he sinned, the sin is a temporary thing, and then he come and repent, he got back to be in the Son of God. He got. That's why we have repentance and confession. We have this mystery. It's a mystery. Repentance and confession, and we come and take the communion. So حياتي الطبيعية ابن الله. حتى وأنا بأخطئ أخطئ كده وأنا لو أنا في حتى وأنا في محضر الله أخطأت وكلنا نخطئ. واللي يقول إن هو لم يخطئ يجعل نفسه كذبا يجعل الله كذبا يكون كذبا هو يكون كذبا كمان يجعل الله. لكن إيه لما أخطئ أعمل إيه؟ أجي وأعترف وأتوب وأكون. عشان كده we have this notion of to be the son of God, it's a big responsibility too. Now he is elevating us to be one of his family, and this is the responsibility to be also in the righteousness life. We have the righteousness, but how to live it? I don't have this again by repentance. عشان كده حتى لو وقعنا نشوف كده in the gospel of the vesper, نشوف كده Saint Peter is drowning down in the water, but because he in his presence, he cried out to him and like, save me, my Lord, and he saved him. عشان كده برضو لما يقابل السامرية, لما المسيح يقابل السامرية ويحكي لها عن ماء الحياة, تقول له أنا عايزة من المية دي, يقول لها لا استني, مش هقدر أديك المية غير لما تروحي استدعي زوجك. ليه يا رب ما تديها؟ لا ما ينفعش أدي مية الحياة وأنا في الخطية. ما ينفعش أبقى أدعى ابن الله وأنا في الخطية. ما ينفعش أبقى زي مبارح زي النهاردة. استدعي زوجك. فقالت له ليس لي زوجة. لا حسنا قلت. لازم تتخلي عن خطية. لازم تتخلى عن الشيء اللي بيربطك. يقول له كده ماذا أعمل لأرث الحياة الأبد؟ يقول له انقصك شيئا واحدا. اذهب بيع. كأن ربنا كده بيشاور. ليه أنا مش مستمتع؟ ليه يا رب أنا مش مستمتع بالأبوة دي؟ ليه مش مستمتع بالبنوة؟ ليه أنا باجي زي ما أنا وبخرج زي ما أخرج؟ ليه لما أجي كده وأحضر القداس ولا بصلي وبقول بكل قلبي أبانا الذي في السماوات, لكن مش حاسس بالبنوة؟ ليه مش حاسس بأن أنا في العيلة دي؟ يقول لي يعوزك شيئا واحد, اذهب استدعي خطيتك أمامي. هي التوبة كده. التوبة أن أنا أجي لربنا وأقول له أنا جاي بقدم لك يا رب, بقدم لك القلب بكل ما فيه. I have, he's not, that is Samaritan, he's not my husband. أنا مش هرتبط بالخطية تاني. حسنا قلتي. يبقى توبة والاعتراف وأجي للتناول. عشان كده النهاردة وإحنا في مكاننا, كل واحد في مكانه, وبنسمع أن ربنا بيدعونا أبناء له بالتبني. هذا الإله اللي هو في الله الابن اللوجوس المتحد بالآب والابن في شركة مع في الثالوث, واحد في الجوهر مع الثالوث. لما أخذ طبيعتنا يقدر يقول لنا كده أنا هو الطريق, أنا هو الطريق لإيه رب, أنا هو طريق كل واحد فينا, طريقنا للآب, طريقنا لأن احنا نصرخ بالروح القدس بالتبني ونقول له يا أبا الآب. احنا فتح لنا الطريق ليكون لنا شركة مع الثالوث القدوس. حاجة كبيرة, حاجة فوق العقل وفوق التصور وفوق ان الواحد يتخلى بيها عن اي شيء يعطله عشان يعيش في هذه الشركة. لنا شركة. القدس يوحنا يقول لنا شركة. طب ان اخطأنا دم ابنه يطهرنا من كل خطية. عندنا شركة وعندنا الحل بتاع الخطية. مش الخطية ان انا اعيش طول عمري في الخطية, لا, الخطية شيء عارض جدا, ودم يسوع المسيح ابنه يطهرنا من كل خطية. عشان كده تبقى حياتنا تظهرنا زي ما قالوا البطرس كده, لغتك تظهرك, انت بتتكلم زيه, انت عايش زيه, انت ابن زيه, انت وارث زيه. زي ما ابن رعوث المؤبية, رعوث اللي هي من شعب غير شعب بني إسرائيل, بقت طلعت في النهاية ابن يبقى عبيد ابن يسى ابن داود اللي جه المسيح يقول إن أنا ابن داود. إزاي الغريبة دي تطلع ابن يخلف في الآخر يطلع من نسله داود اللي يتكلم عنه المسيح يقول ده ابن أنا ابن داود. إحنا برضو كنا قبلا غرباء بلا مسيح، لكن صرنا قريبين، صرنا قريبين في ابنه، صرنا قريبين لأنه أخذ الذي لنا وأعطانا الذي له، أصبحنا في شركة مع الروح القدس. وعشان كده لازم نعيش زي ما كده يقول لنا الكتاب عيشوا كما يحق للدعوة التي دعيتم إليها. إيه رب الدعوة؟ دعوة كبيرة جدا أن نكون أبناء الله ورثة، نكون أبناء ونكون ورثة. عشان كده نقرأ نشوف كده في القداس، حتى في القداس نقول كده نقدر نقول وإحنا بنسالي على روح القدس في الإبيكليسيز prayer نقول له كده إيه send us your Holy Spirit upon us and upon the gift، يقول له حل بروحك القدوس علينا وعلى هذه الكرابين. الكرابين إحنا عملنا فيه عشان تطلع الكرابين دي، قعدنا نختار أحسن قربانة ونشيل القربانة اللي فيها أي عيب، زي لأنه حمل الله بلا عيب، فيجي الروح القدس يحل على الكرابين المختارة. طب وإحنا يا رب اللي إحنا بنقولك حل علينا بروحك القدوس، يجي الروح القدس كده نتخيل كده ويقول إيه، أنت لسه ينقصك شيء، لسه عايش بعيد، مش هتستمتع بالحلو، مش هينفع يبقى في شركة النور مع الظلمة. أن دعينا نكون أبناء الله، دعينا لنكون بالتبني أبناء الله، عشان كده لازم يكون لينا حياة. عشان كده النهاردة برضو يقول لنا كده إيه الكاثوليكون، يقول لنا من إن لمنا قلبنا فالله أعظم من قلبنا. لو لسه شيء بيلومني قلبي عليه، لو لسه في حياتي طول الوقت عايش في ملامة، الله أعظم من قلبنا وعالم كل شيء. إن لم يلومنا قلبنا ساعتها هنحس لنا دالة عند الله، مهما سألنا ننال منه، لأننا نحفظ وصايا، نفس اللي قاله المسيح برضو إن هو من يحفظ وصاياه هو اللي يكون مبارك. عشان كده يقول جيل شرير يطلب آية النهاردة، جيل شرير يطلب آية، عايزين آية، مش عايزين أنا، مش عايزين أبوتي، عايزين آية. فلا تعطى له إلا إيه، آية يونان. إيه آية يونان؟ آية التوبة والتقديس والتغيير، بمنادات يونان تابوا، بمنادات الدين اتغيروا. آية يونان هي اللي تنفع في هذا الجيل، وكأن ربنا بيتكلم على جيلنا، جيل نحن نعيش في عالم في جيل شرير وبرضه بيطلب آية. نقول كده ربنا النهاردة لا تعطى له إلا آية، آية التوبة. نتوب يا أحبائي عشان نقدر نستمتع ببنوة الله، نستمتع بالشركة المقدسة، شركة مع الثالوث القدوس. ندعى أبناء الله لإلهنا المجد دائما أبدين أمين.
Christos, intercede in our behalf, O Lady of all the Theotokos, Mary, the Mother of our Savior, that he may forgive us our sins. Jephes Marot and Jephiot, Nemif Shirin, Embeb Nevma, Ethoeb, Tetereia seji kevoten oste mosten tionen.
En sofer theo prosemi, kriare son genum with me.
We believe in one God, the Father, the Consecrator, the Creator of heaven and earth, all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, the begotten of the Father, before all ages, light, flight, true God of true God. Begotten, not created, of one essence with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men, for our salvation, came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and of the Virgin Mary, and became man. And he was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried, and on the third day he rose from the dead according to scriptures,
ascended into the heavens, he sits at the right hand of his Father, and he is coming again in his glory to judge the living and the dead. His kingdom shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, who the Father and Sons worship and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, we confess one baptism for the remission of sins. Then go to Volchait, Hentian, and Stasi, Centenier, if Mood. Then be on Hente, Pie, Ones, Neo.
Sinfkist
auf die Zähne.